Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to start on now paragraph 19, we have two relatively simple points on paragraph 19. The first of which actually picks up on a theme that has been picked up in paragraph 18 and we'll probably reiterate again in paragraph 20. And this is the sort of accountability question and where accountability actually sits. And we've heard from a number of delegations on this afternoon, including I think the very cogent point made by the ICRC in relation to the sort of question of command responsibility and the need for clarity around wording and understanding of how legal accountability applies. So in relation to sort of a textual suggestion, and this actually reflects the textual suggestions that we made in paragraph 18. The last clause of the first sentence to paragraph 19, which starts, and the ability, rather than and the ability of the operators, we would suggest that wording is replaced with and the ability of those responsible for planning and conducting attacks, to broaden out that concept of accountability within in terms of who those users are. So that's the first point that we have on paragraph 19. The second point that we have on paragraph 19 concerns the last sentence of that paragraph. So we can see what it is that this drafting is seeking to do, and we can see that this drafting, this is the sentence that starts, moreover, humans must at all times. We can see that is an abbreviated format of Guiding Principle B. And I'm going to read Guiding Principle B here because I think it is notable in distinguishing it. Guiding Principle B says, human responsibility for decisions on the use of weapon systems must be retained since accountability cannot be transferred to machines. So though we understand the desire to assert that the requirement here is the fact that that accountability must be held by humans, the use of must here, of the instructive verb, actually weakens the point that's being made, because the formulation is actually stronger when it is simply a recognition that that accountability can't be transferred to machines. So we would suggest that the drafting might be strengthened by saying, moreover, humans at all times remain accountable, and remove the instructive verb of must. Thank you, Mr. Chair.